This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You all
right?
I think it's good.
I'm good.
We're fine.
I'm good. I'm straight. Good. You good?
I'm fine.
Damn it, he's not fine. He's lying.
No, I'm good.
He's thinking right now.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I said what I said, you know. But I was like, hey, man, we're just going to live today.
So
it's
here's,
cool. We're just going to live.
It's like, it's cool.
Here it goes.
Like, no, man, like... I'm a changed man.
Hey, man.
I respect it.
I'm a changed man. Here's the one thing I'll say. It's sweet that people have something to say about what we do and what we say. I can't do the same, sweetie, because I don't watch or listen to what you do. What you do is of no consequence to me. Every morning I wake up. And I listen to the radio all morning. I listen to Katie for 4 hours. I listen to James and Kyle as we're preparing for what we do today.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everyone who likes us or doesn't and spends time listening to this show and spends time commenting on our show. I hope you do a great job representing us, buddy, because I don't listen to you. And I don't know what you talk about. I don't know what you're passionate about. I don't know how you feel. So, to you, salute.
And let's be perfectly clear. You said something right there that, just be perfectly clear, you don't represent us. You don't represent us.
That's right.
So, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just being real. You don't represent us.
And that's one of the funny things when you hear people talking about, like, baseball and the A's and... You know, people, it's weird to be a show that is for 5 years has been rooted in this community. And someone says as an insult, y'all are all about Sacramento.
Think about that.
Little buddy.
Think about that.
You are 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. We are all about Sacramento.
And that's what happens. When you get outsiders coming in, it's not that they're not welcome. Like, everybody welcome. You outsider, you Nick Cattles, you whoever.
Kyle lives in the Bay Area now.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what this is about. It's about what you represent.
100%.
And, hey, if you couldn't cut it in the Bay Area, that's perfectly fine, man. We welcome you here to have a shot and do your thing. And if the worst you could say about us is we're all about Sacramento...
I'm with that. I love Sacramento. I ride for Sacramento. I wear it on my chest when I'm here and when I'm not in this city. And that's how it's always going to be. That's no knock to nobody else. That's not no knock to nobody in the Bay Area. I love the Bay Area. I got love for people out there and the cities out there. It's all love. But I want to see my city win at all times. I want to see my city prospering at all times. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm going to put on for Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I can't speak to what others are going to do. Maybe they just look at Sacramento as a pit stop, a stepping stone. You know, don't really want to be here, don't really want to embrace the city. Like I said, I'm at Sac High the other day. I'm talking to the people in the hoop world out here. This is what I do. I'm at Sac High. Because I'm Sacramento, D-Lo Sacramento. That's how we going to go about things, man. And if you're not going to go about it that way, that's cool. Nobody's disparaging you for that. But let's just be what it is. You don't represent this city. It's cool. It's all good.
And we're happy to carry that mantle after 5 years for five more.
100%.
And then five more after that.
I just can't believe that number said 58.
Well, currently our number says 336. In any event.
Oh, man. He handled it well, though. He did good.
Hey, you are a changed man. I'm so happy for you, man. Good. Hey, Family Man D-Lo is my favorite.
I said it earlier. I'm a little erratic. Sometimes I might be like, it's nothing. Sometimes I might just like.
It is funny how now Kenny, we don't even go to D-Lo right now for these things.
I'm a little erratic with it. It just depends on the day. Shout out to my man Joey. I saw Joey when I was taking pictures at the A's game the other day. You know, I was, you know, doing it.
Yeah, that's
I was
what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, when doing I was at the A's game taking pictures, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm my man Joey. Joey just was, he just happened to be there. He's like, man, I'm a big listener, big fan.
Oh, man.
He drives all the time. And he's just wanted to shout out the show and show that's love amazing. To the social. Shout out to Joey. But Joey's like, yeah, man. I know people, it'd be crazy in the chatty house and people be talking crazy. And I was like, Joe, you know how it is. Someday it just roll off my back. Other days it might not be that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
That's fine.
Just never know what you're going to get.
That's fine. I told you guys like weeks ago, I've got to be better. I've got to be better for us, for you, for our station, for the people who listen to it. For Katie, I've got to be better in the way I react to things. And so, serenity.
Bro,
now.
I was just telling Zach that you fly off ready to go if we say so, and now you're all calm.
Plus, three, my two, nephew one. Here.
One, two, three. What the heck is bothering me?
I'm as I'm so grateful, like, for the people on Instagram yesterday who sent messages. Is a dead shoot. I'm as happy as I've ever been.
That's love.
I'm as happy.
That's love. Love, you know, to hear that.
Because of Katie, because of those girls. Like, I get to cut, like, really, like, my nephew says, I want to learn what you do.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, like, I get to come in here and talk sports with my friends every day. That's what I get to do. Now, there's some structure to what we do. There is a sense of urgency to what we do. But in the end, though, if we have a disagreement or I drop the ball on something, which I have on more than one occasion, or if you drop, mm-hmm. we just get through it.
Mm-hmm.
We just work it out.
Yeah.
And getting upset about what, as long as they're not openly disrespectful, getting upset about what other people, and again, telling me that we are about Sacramento is the least disrespectful thing
100%.
You could ever say to me. And it's like, all right, man.
Yeah.
I'll roll with it.
100%.
I'll roll.
And look,
with it.
I want to be perfectly clear too, since, you know, we teaching the game the way I think you go about it the same way. The way I go about it. Hey, man, I want to see everybody succeed. What you do on your show, and I
always
hope it's successful. I'm a try and be successful over here. It ain't about want to see anybody go nowhere. So that's how it's always going to be on this end.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be love. I want to see you succeed, but. Like you said, the fact that it seems to be a problem that we're all about Sacramento, just odd, since we have a sports show in Sacramento.
It's odd.
Yeah.
And that's okay, you know. You know, maybe you'll get the call from KNBR and you can go do weekends up there. And you can rep for your city.
Yeah.
And rep for your people. And, hey, good luck, man.
That's
again,
cool.
We root for all of you.
That's it.
Every single one of you. So we posed some questions. you know, we were talking about the East. You know, there's a couple of different things to talk about as training camp approaches. We were trying to lay out what the conference looks like. And I'm sorry, I realized over the last few days we've actually talked a lot about the Eastern Conference. I do find it fascinating, though, because, you know, a lot of those major injuries, a lot of the major storylines that we've been talking about really since the playoffs, Oklahoma City won the NBA championship. The stories coming out of the NBA playoffs, you know, obviously OKC had their moments with those, you know, signing those big extensions to their, you know, to their big three. But, you know, as the postseason wraps up, we're talking about, you know, Dame's Achilles, which ultimately led to him being, you know, waived in the stretch provision and all that went on with Milwaukee, the Miles Turner signing, the deficit that now creates for Indiana, who was already at a deficit because they had lost Tyrese Halliburton in the NBA Finals. So you have, you know, you have all of that. And of course, all of that came after what happened to Jason Tatum against the New York Knicks. So you had three like marquee players go down in the postseason. You had three players go down at a time with an injury that was going to wipe out their entire following season. You have emerging teams in the conference as well. Mm-hmm. Detroit. I have questions about Detroit. It's not whether I think that they're good or not. It's just last year was so out of nowhere. There was no progression to that moment. And it's hard for me to not draw comparisons back to Beam Team 1. And I'm glad. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. There's a big difference. Or there is one big difference between Detroit and that Sacramento team. And it's they have a one. We were wondering if we had a one. We thought after that seven-game series and that performance from De'Aaron Fox that, hey, I think we do. There is no question that Detroit has a one. Like, no question whatsoever. They have the guy on that team. So if you told me this is a 45, 46, 47 win team, I would believe it because of that and that alone. But if you told me they stepped back a little bit or fell back a little bit, I would get that too because it was a team. This was the Detroit Pistons. What were they, 14 wins the year before? This was a team that was terrible the year before. Mm-hmm. And they turned it around. Shout out to J.B. Bickerstaff. That was a job nobody wanted. And no disrespect to J.B.
The coach nobody wanted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they got together, and they made it work. And they were one of the better stories of last year.
Yeah.
And we ate up a lot of time talking about being with Sacramento, so we're going to come back. I also, we'll get back to the league, and I want to get back to the Kings as well because we'll tie in the conferences. We'll bring it back because I'm wondering if there's a – Scott Perry's job is tough.
It is.
It's really, really tough.
I want to get back to that point that you made about the Pistons for a quick second when we get back to.
Okay. Steeler and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's just jump right back into the conversation here. You had something before we were trying to sort out the Eastern Conference with the schedule dropping today. In I promise you, we're going to get back to the Kings here very, very quickly. We think there are a lot of compelling stories in the Eastern Conference, and we were, you know, looking at some of the road trips the Kings had. But you had a thought on Detroit that you wanted to.
Yeah, just, you know, kind of talking about the thought that maybe they might be like a beam team one. And that's 100% fair. I really do subscribe to that theory that it's a little tougher to go from it's tougher to go from B to A than it is C to B. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you, the type of team you are. Just to be nice and say Detroit was a C-level team.
Sure.
They got to a B-level team. They went to the first round.
They were an F-level team.
Right.
They were terrible. Detroit was terrible.
It's even easier. I would even say this. It's even easier to go from a F to a B.
Sure.
Than it is to go from B to A.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I agree.
So I understand that.
Sure.
The one caveat with them is they get 20 games a year against teams that they're just going to be more talented.
Washington.
You know what I mean? Sure. And the Kings didn't have that type of opportunity after being team 1 year. The Western Conference, even the worst Western Conference team, which would have been like San Antonio or something like that. Come on, you had to deal with this transcendent guy who might go crazy at any time on any given night. So I think Portland was a bad team, and maybe Utah was a bad team. That was it. And
Portland had a moment, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, following beam team.
Oh, one. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got you.
That was it. You know, and Detroit's not going to have to necessarily deal with that. Already, they won't have to deal with that. Now you talk about the East being damaged.
Ravaged, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think that will help them in their quest to kind of maintain where they're at.
I mean, just that thought alone, like, if Detroit's flat, is Tyrese and Miles Turner worth six games? That's the difference between Indiana and Detroit last year.
Feels like they would be.
I would think so. Yeah. Yeah, I'd absolutely think so. It almost feels disrespectful to say that they aren't.
Right.
Milwaukee, like, what was Dame worth versus what Miles Turner was worth? That was a 48-win basketball team. That was a team, if I'm not mixing up my seasons, that's a team that crawled, scratched, did everything they could to get to that, like, to get out of that ditch that they were in to start the season and wind up as a 48-win basketball team. You know, Indiana certainly had their struggles to start the season as well. Okay, we could take the if off of that, because that's when Ty was hurt.
Yep. Yep.
And now you're removing Miles Turner from that equation as well.
Milwaukee losing Dame. They're also, and this is kind of just the same. I think it's a zero-sum game. Then losing Brook Lopez as well. He was a big key piece to the way they ran their offense, inside-out game with Giannis and everything. But you switch him out with Miles Turner, which maybe is a little bit better version of Brook Lopez. So, to your original point, how much does getting Miles Turner offset losing Dame Lillard all year?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't either. And it, like, I mean, and I think it, you, I think it's fair to ask, because we've posed this question as it pertains to Sacramento as well. Sacramento dug a ditch and jumped in it. And they had to claw out of it, you know, when after the, it's, you know, interestingly enough, after it kind of came to a conclusion with the Detroit game. Mm-hmm. And Doug takes over. They lose to L.A. They come back home. They're off and running. We get the beam speech from Doug Christie. And, you know, the team wins seven straight. If Milwaukee doesn't have that disastrous start, what does their season look like? I mean, is it a 48-win season that's a little bit more leveled out? Is it a 49-50 win season? I mean, we are maybe a little bit. We're talking Dame. We're talking Miles Turner. Mm-hmm. We're probably not referencing one of the greatest basketball players on the planet enough. And it's what can Giannis carry the team to? Because it's not, you know, it's not a bunch of scrubs. He's got some good ball players out there. What will that be worth? What will strongest? What will familiarity be worth? You know, maybe a little. Hey, there has to have been, or there, I have to imagine there's a training camp conversation. Hey, we can't dig a ditch like we did last time. Right. We're able to start the season stronger than we did. We're competing for the one seed.
Right. I mean,
Ty's gone. You know, they're having these. Big bad Boston has given up. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Yo, let's go take that one spot.
Yeah, and it's got to be from, like you mentioned, from the onset of the season. Like, don't put yourself behind the eight ball. Do your work early. Eat your vegetables, whatever metaphor mm-hmm. you want to use. But
train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins.
That too.
Brother.
You have your blue weights and lift your blue weight. But, yeah, you have an opportunity if you take advantage of beginning of the season, and we'll see if they're up to the task.
Yeah, another team that I'm watching, and this is going to tie into Sacramento here in a second, is Atlanta. Atlanta, 40-42 team. Atlanta, a team that everyone is praising mm-hmm. for their offseason. Lots of offseason grades. No incompletes given for Atlanta. Mostly A's and B's across the multiple platforms that have done this writing gimmick, and deservedly so. They had a good offseason. You have this Trae Young thing lingering over you, in that I just, like I was reading, I don't think it was Bobby Marks was talking about how the reason there hasn't been a contract offer for Trae Young is they want to maintain flexibility. They want to, kind of what James Hamm was talking about the other day, they want to see what they have before you go. You offer Trae that contract. You're all in. Mm-hmm. They want to see what they have before they wind up doing that with Trae. And to me, if you're Atlanta and you're making that gamble, you have to be good out the gate. Because if you're kicking around bottom of the plane, you're kicking around. I don't even think playoff positioning matters. You're kicking around 2, 3, 4 games under 500 leading into the trade deadline. You didn't make these moves this offseason to do that. Regardless of Porzingis' contract coming off your books next year, regardless of any of that, you didn't make those moves to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Trae Young thing kicks back up.
Yeah.
And if this team isn't successful, I think it marks a if they're not successful quickly, I think it marks a really interesting moment for that franchise.
Yeah, I hear them when they say they want the flexibility. It's almost like what some people believe is going on with, like, on a much smaller scale, Keon Ellis here in Sacramento. But yeah, you kind of play that game. If you're not playing well, if you don't get off to a good start, if the season in general is much like the ones that you've had recently, play-in loss or something like that. Yeah, I know we wanted to give Trae the extension, but now here we go. We got another mediocre season. Do we really want to do that?
Yeah.
You know, right. And if I'm Trae, that's I got to be on guard for that. I got to be concerned about that, where if we don't win at a level they think we should, does that affect my ability to get this extension here?
And that's where we get back to the Kings. And whether it is fair or not, if this season goes poorly, which strangely I think will make a lot of Kings fans happy, but if this season goes poorly, there's going to be some interesting, there's going to be some feelings about how this offseason went. And there's going to be a lot of flip-flopping about, you know, things that we might have talked about a month or two ago. People are like, no, 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 I don't want that. I don't want that. No, we don't want this. You get halfway through the season. Maybe you get to the end of the season, or maybe you just see the season developing bad. Mm-hmm. Those same people are like, we don't want this. We don't want this. They're going to see the results in front of them and go with the, we could have had Trae Young. Hmm. Why don't we go get Trae Young? Could have had Jonathan Kuminga. Why don't we do more to get Jonathan Kuminga? And that's where I say, whether it's fair or not, hearing the things that we have heard about Trae Young and this front office's feelings about him, getting endless amounts of reports about what's going on with the Golden State Warriors, Jonathan Kuminga, and the Sacramento Kings, this goes south. There's going to be a lot of, we should have just done it. We should have just done this for Jonathan Kuminga. We should have just done this for Trae Young. And none of it will make sense. But that doesn't matter, because that's not how this game works. We could have traded DeMar and Malik for Trae Young. No, you couldn't have, because, like, why would Atlanta want to do that? But the trade machine said I could, and it's going to infuriate this fan base. Again, Scott Perry been here for 2.5 minutes. Fair or not, if this goes south, there's going to be a lot of, he's just another Monty McNair. He couldn't get any deals done.
The other interesting thing about this fan base and what Kings fans are looking for is, I'm not sure what it is they're looking for.
It's a great point.
I don't know.
Great point.
If this team is a 7-8 seed, say they win the first game, they're in the playoffs at 45 wins. There is a contingent of Kings fans who feel like this is a bad thing.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you're stuck in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to tell them they're right or wrong. I'm just saying, like, think about that for a second. They made the playoffs once in like 18 years, and this team makes the playoffs. And I think there's a good number of people who will look at it like, this is not a good thing. Well, you get swept, you're losing 5 to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, Scott Perry, Doug Christie, they did a good job to bring these guys together, given a situation where they can be a team that was able to win, that was able to get into the postseason, and is looked at as a bad thing. And, yeah, I understand the reasoning behind it, but I'm not sure what Kings fans are looking for. You want them to lose so they can get to the point where they can win. You want them to lose to get to the point where there'd be a first-round exit like they were last year. And the thought process behind it is like, well, if you lose and get young players and lose in the first round, it's better. Like, you're building towards something. Says who? You might not. That might be as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. I remember the Charlotte Hornets, Bobcats, all this other stuff. They had Kemba Walker, mm-hmm. all these young guys. They could never get out of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get past Miami. They couldn't get past I think they played Miami like 3 times, Toronto maybe 1 time. So there's a world where, yeah, you get younger, get to the first round, think you're building something, and you're stuck in neutral. So I would just say, hey, they won 45 games, got into the postseason, that would be a success. But to your point, like you just said, some people wouldn't look at that as a success at all.
Yeah, and it's one of those, like, and it leads me to something that James keeps referencing, because we talk a lot about this at the draft, three very specific times a year. Draft, free agency, and the trade deadline. Hope. There's hope with what is mostly unknown. And that's what some Kings fans have right now. Hope to what is mostly the unknown.
Yeah.
They want to continue to ride. And by the way, don't misunderstand. There's nothing wrong with this. This is just different ways to approach how you watch this basketball team. I'm going to try to find a way to enjoy this. Until they give me a reason not to, I'm going to try to find a way to enjoy this basketball team. But there are some people who I think would enjoy this basketball team better if they got to see more Keegan Murray, Keon Ellis, Neek Clifford, and Maxime Reyneau. I think there are people who, and you know, when James said, yeah, we'll get a feel. Like, James and Kyle do this a lot. And they did it just today during the handoff where they were talking about, yeah, you know, you get through November and, you know, maybe you might really get a feel about whether this team can really do something or, hey, you know, maybe you play the young guys. I cannot envision a situation where the Sacramento Kings go, he was a good ball player when they signed him. This isn't George Hill. This isn't Vince Carter in the twilight of his career. This isn't, you know, Zach Randolph. This is DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, DeMontis Sabonis. Like, these are $40 million players. One, a certified Hall of Famer. One, a tremendous scorer. One, a two-time All-NBA in your uniform. You don't just sit them to see what Max can do. These guys have to. Now, if you could trade them, that's an entirely different story. Mm-hmm. Then you're signaling something completely different. Mm-hmm. But just the idea that, oh, no, we give the young guys a run, I cannot envision that. I can envision the young guys getting run with them.
Right.
But the idea that you're doing what we did that year with those players that I just mentioned. I think it was De'Aaron's first year, and we're going to see a lot of Harry Giles down the stretch. I don't think that's a thing at all.
And in that situation, I like the young guys they have here. I don't look at those guys ever being De'Aaron Fox, right? Like, because you've been like, okay, well, we got to get George Hill out of here because it's time to play De'Aaron and let him grow. That's because De'Aaron was on path to being an all-star. He had all-star level talent. I think Keegan is really good. I think Neek is really good. I think Max is really good. I think Keon's really good. In my opinion, I could be wrong, I don't necessarily need to see what they have. And I don't think those four guys will ever be as good or better than those three guys that you want to bench. So they're going to be good. They're going to be good ball players. They might be starters in the league. Might find one or two of them. They're definitely all rotational guys at the very least. But that's what we're talking about. Like, I know what I got in that respect. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I have an all-star that's just sitting there and they need more reps because, you know, they could potentially be that. I don't know if any of those guys will be better than Jonathan Kuminga given the opportunity. I look at Jonathan Kuminga and I say he has all-star potential. Will he ever reach it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But he has all-star potential, all-star talent. I don't look at those guys having that level of ceiling. So I don't need to throw them out there for 30 minutes a night to see what I got. I guess that's really what it comes down to for me. I could be dead wrong, but I know I'm pretty sure what I got. It's going to be good rotational role players. So I don't. No, I'm going to continue to play DeRozan, Sabonis, and LaVine and Schroeder.
Right.
I know what I got with these guys. I need to find guys that will legitimately replace them. I need a small forward or a shooting guard that, given the opportunity, he could put up 22 a night like Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I don't have, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, there's watching this Jonathan Kuminga situation set up, Kyle Madsen.
Kuminga watch.
The bomb at the
end. Watching how this unfolds, not necessarily right now, but maybe 3 weeks from now, we start to get into, we joked, it's getting less and less funny. We're going to be talking about week 3 of the NFL season, pressing this goddamn button.
Kuminga watch.
Because the situation isn't going to be resolved because it doesn't have to be. I'm curious to see what happens as we get closer and closer to the moment that it has to be. that it has to be for, more than anyone else, Jonathan Kuminga. Because Jonathan Kuminga needs the year of service. He needs to get his time with the Golden State Warriors over with. Mm-hmm. And there is a certain point where you can't put it off anymore. There's a certain point where you have to just sign the qualifying offer that is in front of you. And there is nothing that leads, I think, anyone to believe he's getting nervous and he's going to wind up signing that, what is essentially a give up your rights 2-year, $45 million contract.
Do you believe him when he, or the reports or him, that he's willing to sign a qualifying offer? I play for $7 million. I do too.
I absolutely do.
And I would advise him to do that. The only way I would switch that up is if they took off that, or they can't even take it off, but if they moved off their stance of wanting the team option for the second year. If they came to me with a 2-year, $40 million deal, and I've got a player option, or I'm just locked into that second year, all right, now we can talk.
Well, here's the other thing. You want a player option for sure. You can also, I think, start a conversation, because this goes back to a conversation you and I had that, I'm going to be honest with you, it still confuses me and I don't understand it. But you were explaining that 2-year contract had a no trade clause, and I couldn't understand, like, why. I still don't understand why or how that contract has a no trade clause, mm-hmm. that they're trying to get him to waive. Mm-hmm. You want the trade chip. That's what you want, right? If you're Golden State. Okay. A no trade clause doesn't mean I can't be traded. It means you can't trade me without okaying it.
Right.
So you're trying to strip my rights while maintaining that trade chip. Mm-hmm. I'll let you have the trade chip, but I'm not waiving that clause. Because you're not going to take away where I'm going to play basketball for the foreseeable future.
Right.
So there is a way we can both eat off this plate. And, you know, I still don't love the team option, but if I have the no trade clause, I can at least determine where I go. Mm-hmm. And part of that conversation that you're having with that team, be it Sacramento, Phoenix, Miami, or any of the other teams in the league, when February rolls around, it can boil down to this. Let's execute this trade. I would like you to decline the team option and we sign a new contract. Hmm. There's again, James says this repeatedly, and he's right. Like anyone who reads Slater's, Sam, they want that $21 million trade. They want what was essentially the Andrew Wiggins contract, the Chris Paul contract, all of these big, the D'Angelo Russell, all of these big money contracts that they've had the ability to move. Mm-hmm. They want that in Jonathan Kuminga. I'm going to give you that, but I'm staying in control of it.
Right.
I'll sign this, but I'm keeping my no trade clause. You can shop me to every team in the league, but I'm going to be the one who determines if I go play there or not. And if it's worth it to you, let's go. If not, please give me my $8 million and you tell me what you need me to do this season.
That's it. And I'll be out of here at the end of the season. Simple as that. And that's what I would advise for him to push forward to do, because the other aspect of that is I just don't trust you, Golden State Warriors. I don't trust you to do right by me.
Yep. And you know what I mean? this is the price you pay for the way that you've done business. Mm-hmm. And maybe they thought they could have moved him already. Maybe they didn't expect this situation to go the way that it did. But this is the cost of doing business. This is the cost of dirty business. Mm-hmm. You have trashed this man repeatedly through your media contacts for the last year and some change. And now you're kind of beholden to him. The idea that the Warriors have leverage in this is crazy to me. It's absolutely insane.
They do have leverage, but it's just the worst case scenario.
But they have, and I guess that's the thing. They don't want that. They absolutely do not want that. And maybe there are 29 other teams in the league that could figure out a way to manage it. But you're the team that in recent years has proven you can't handle something like this. We all saw the video of how it ended. You can't handle this. Don't do this again. Because you're putting your Hall of Famers, you're putting them in a spot that's going to make everybody uncomfortable. You're putting Steve Kerr in a position that's going to make him uncomfortable. So immediately, your season starts and the focus is not basketball. Right. And if the focus isn't basketball, the focus isn't winning basketball games. And as we repeated, and I can't believe it took us so long to point this out, Jimmy Butler is fantastic in these situations. He has never once gotten frustrated with an organization or a particular player on the organization because he did not feel that individual was about winning. If he did it to Karl Anthony Towns, what the hell do you think he's going to do to Jonathan Kuminga? And he got Draymond Green with him too?
But you know what? It's all good though because him and Buddy have a bromance. They make jokes. So it's cool.
They make jokes. And I wonder, I wonder if anyone has pulled Buddy aside, what I am to you, whoever is to him, and pulled him aside and said, Shavano, you know they're making an ass out of you.
When I say
we that, laugh at it,
right?
You know they're making you look stupid, right?
I was Buddy. I was like, all right. Stop, Steve Kerr. Well,
your answer is to beat everybody's ass.
I'm not even a fighter.
Jesse's right. It's crazy how we've switched places.
I'm not even a fighter.
That is true. You're always ready to fight now.
We've switched places. I'm cool, calm, and collected.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
How many times did Kenny say, no, I'm going to beat your ass last year? He said it to Steve Kerr. He said it to multiple people.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, man.
Stephen Brown's not entirely wrong when he says, but he does do it to himself. That's pretty true. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more basketball. We got to dive into the NFL. We've got the 49ers and the Raiders coming up this weekend. It's D'Lo and KC. We're brought to you by Sky River Casino, a Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 1320.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's great. Absolutely great. Shout out to my sister, Serena, man. She's listening to the show.
Shout out, Serena. What up, what up? Interesting quirk of the NBA schedule. That I find interesting, at least.
Okay.
NBC released all their games mm-hmm. that are going to be NBC and Peacock. On Tuesday, that's going to be their night, right? NBC's night, where it's going to be on NBC, not Peacock. Well, it'll be on Peacock, but it'll also be on NBC.
Do you got like a premium Peacock?
Whoa.
I didn't ask that question just now.
You did.
Not just now.
I heard it.
I mean, I think everybody heard it.
But I didn't.
You got the Macho Man one on there?
I didn't ask.
I feel like Macho Man was a small package type of guy.
Yo, that's crazy.
Macho
that
Man,
is,
hey, going desecrate. Crazy. What about Glenn
Rice?
I
wouldn't talk about him that way, about, but you do.
What about Glenn Rice?
Oh, wait, yeah, what's going on with Glenn Rice?
I've never heard.
What's going on with Glenn Rice and Sarah Palin?
He never heard that. Yeah, no. We'll leave Glenn Rice out of that situation.
Bo Jackson and ping pong.
No, Bo Jackson's crazy. That was crazy.
Bo Jackson said he's the greatest of all time.
I feel like Macho Man was a small package type
of guy. Unnecessary. My family's listening. Come on, Kenny.
Oh, man.
Grow up.
And the kids are back in school now. They're getting out soon. We got to clean it up. What was my man's
name?
Well, man,
what are you talking about? Everybody got a minimum day today.
True.
They're all out of school.
What was our guy's name?
Who?
The little homie.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce. Yeah.
Shout out.
Bruce might be in junior high now.
Bro,
they locked that kid's phone a long time ago. You can't be listening to D-Lo and Casey no more.
Man, that family is wonderful. They have showed up at a variety of our events. That is a wonderful family that always shows love.
Shout out to our guy, Bruce.
Man. Bruce and Leezy are often confused with each other when they call.
That's hilarious. That bit still goes on when he calls.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Some bits never die.
Some bits never die. But the Tuesday NBC game, just an interesting quirk to me.
Okay.
All the West Coast games will be 8 o'clock.
Yeah, some Kings fans were pointing that out earlier in the chat.
They are.
I guess I just got to call in sick the next day,
bro. The Kings. I see two games that go to one center.
Mm-hmm.
Those games might not end till like 10:45.
Because mm-hmm.
if you think about it, when they play at 7, usually it's 9:30, 9:40 when it's over.
Yeah.
Push that back an hour later. Like getting out of the Golden 1 Center till 11 o'clock is crazy. I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah,
that's
you love
that's
it.
Crazy.
You love it.
That's crazy.
All with the hopes of seeing that stupid beam. Hey, guys, we want to come see the beam. Well, sorry, kids.
Was that Zach was there that night, wasn't he?
Oh, he was there that fateful night. Yeah. That the Washington Wizards beat the Kings' ass? Yeah, no, he was there.
That's probably like a top five infamous night on this show.
That's when he found out basketball was fake. So I don't want to go
to
the Kings game.
Well, cried the whole damn night. Everybody walked out and looked up and just saw sky. What a horrible day.
That's an all-timer. That's an all-timer.
The Kings embarrassed me in front of my family. That's what happened.
That's an all-timer. But, yeah, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, that's a lot.
That's tough. Yeah, that's tough.
That's a lot.
That's tough.
If they were like the Friday games, it'd be
their first NBC game is the home one versus Denver, right?
Yeah.
That we broke. Yeah. Hey, hold up. Well, wait a minute. We got to
– Wait,
we
just
– We got to run
in. Burn it down.
We got to run in. What's up, buddy?
What up, y'all?
Yo, what's up, TK? What you doing?
I heard the Aces were back, and I said, I got to talk about it.
What's up? We back. Go. We back, baby. Stop playing with us.
Oh, no. You just beat a Liberty team without Breonna Stewart.
Yeah, is she ever coming back?
That's what they say. That's what they say.
But
I don't know. Liberty looks sus, don't they?
Where are you?
Oh, I'm just in one of the back rooms.
Oh, okay.
My girl,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, my girl Asia doing what legends do. She said, get on my back.
What they say the legends do.
Well, what legends are supposed to do.
What they say the legends do.
That's what they're supposed to do.
You're not buying the Aces winning what are we talking about? Six of eight now?
I think it's six of eight, yeah.
Six of eight.
And when I say back, it's all relative. I don't think anybody's beating the Lynx. Nobody. So they're not getting back to that.
You don't think anybody's beating the Lynx?
For a championship? Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, especially once they got Dejanay Carrington, you know what I'm saying?
Don't say that about don't talk like that about my girl.
That's my girl. By the way, Asia Wilson actually blocked me.
What?
Oh, why?
Yeah, she blocked us. Oh. She blocked us. Isn't that whack?
Okay, you've got a choice to make now. Is it the Aces or Trista? You said we got beef with the Aces now.
Hold on. We don't have.
That's what a.
It's just a disagreement. Like, hey, let's work this out, guys. Let's work this out. Next summer league, we'll all sit down and talk.
Bro, are you at my house?
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Yo, are you at my house?
Oh, snap.
Yo, stop playing. Yo.
Oh, snap.
TK's at the house. Yo, what are you doing?
Oh, snap. TK and Sack. What? What?
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, you're that's fire. Are you here for the weekend?
I'm here until Wednesday.
Oh, it's lit.
Man, come on, man.
It's lit.
That is so dope.
Are you Hell surprised? Yeah.
I had no idea. I asked her because, like, we had, like, so when she took this whole thing over, I'm going to throw you apart. I just left everything alone. And one day I asked, I was like, is Trista coming? And she goes, no, honey, like, Trista's not coming. And then Trista never said anything. So I just figured, like, it didn't work.
That's fire.
It was so funny. I called D-Lo yesterday. I was like, yo, happy birthday.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, what are you guys doing this weekend? And he's like, oh, Katie's been planning this party. I was like, oh, a party for real? I was like, Katie, Damien said you're planning a party?
That's fire. Wait, hold on. TK, do us all a favor. Jesse, you watching too. Do us all a favor. Just put the camera on the floor, like, so we can see the floor. Because like, people think we lying. They think we playing. Come on, man. Come on. That's not carpet, bro. That's not carpet.
Not carpet.
That's not carpet. What are we doing?
You think we're just exaggerating this.
That's not carpet.
Dilo's got one of those houses where there's no walls. It's just all open concept.
What did you see? Did you see the clock and that was what?
No, I saw the stairs and then like that like little open area by Audrey's like craft area. I was like, that looks like, wait, where? And I'm just trying to like put it together a lot like what happened last night at dinner. Like, what is he doing here? It's like, is she at the house? And then, yeah, that's crazy. Like, I can't believe you're here. That's pretty dope.
Hell yeah.
So
I'm so happy.
So
to
she
here.
Hit me.
I was
so
like, I was like, how Damien took the time off on Monday, Tuesday? And she was like, yeah. And I said, what did you say? And she was like, I just said you need to take the time off.
That's all she said. And it was like, okay, that's what I'll do. Can I tell you? So one of the last things TK said to me yesterday, and this is great, is your present arrives tomorrow. And now I can see you coming to visit us.
Well, there's a real present, too, but I didn't bring it. I didn't send it on FedEx. And then what was so, so sneaky, I was like, yo, I got your present, Damien. And then, like, he was like, oh, man. I was like, I'm so excited. And I was like, oh, also, could you send me your address so that I can send it to you?
Okay.
He was like, Katie, oh, never mind. She just asked me for my
Let me
address.
Tell you how sneaky these two are. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to ask. How did you get in the house?
Katie, She picked me up. Sort of. Well, she picked me up from the Taco Bell.
The Taco Bell.
There's cameras in the driveway. There's cameras. So I'm like, how could you have gotten in the house?
Yeah, so I had to walk Ollie. So she picked me up at the, she was like, oh, you can't take an Uber to the house because it'll show up on the cameras. Mm. And so she sent the Uber to the Taco Bell, picked me up from the Taco Bell. And then we slid in through the through the garage. And then I let Ollie out by the rocks on the side. And then I'm like, where's the camera on the back? Pick it up.
This is amazing. That is just amazing.
I love it.
That is so amazing. And then sold it as I heard you talking about the Aces are back. That's great.
I was like, how long can we play this game? I was like trying to find a place that was like not right away going to be so obvious. So I went into Sprout's little closet and hung out with her. Where it's like just a white wall. It's like the most.
But he asked immediately.
But then he asked immediately, and then I started to sweat. I was like, "Oh, I'm just in the back room."
I didn't think about him asking where I was at.
Well, I just thought it was. Well, we've seen all of Trista's backgrounds, and wherever she was well. I was like, where are you? Like, what are you doing?
Well lit in here. Some natural light going on. It looks sunny out.
Very much so.
And then I was like showing a little bit of, I did, this wouldn't work at first because I was just showing like a little bit of this, just a little bit of the like tree in the back, a little pool in the back. It wasn't working, but so I was like, let's creep some more.
Come on, man.
This is amazing.
TK in Sacramento.
Well, anyway, we'll see you when you get back.
Okay. All right. Y'all two stay out of trouble.
Yeah. We will. We'll try. Ollie and Sprout are meshing in.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yeah, prime ways. He's hanging out. So.
Okay, very good. I love
that's
that.
What's up.
All right,
that's
y'all.
What's up. Shout out all TK, right. Man.
We'll see you in a bit, TK.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah, that's fire. That's fire.
I told you, see? I told y'all, that's why I love that woman, man.
Hell yeah.
She got TK out here to party with us. That's dope.
Love it.
I don't even know what to say.
If we say something for 13 more minutes, we could probably push that 217 segment to tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. There you go, Jesse. There you go.
Oh.
The funny part is I thought she really heard us talking about the Aces.
I did
was
too.
Like, no, I got to chime in on this.
Well, it works. It fits.
Now, hold on a second. That's family. Asia, not about family.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think that.
Hold on. Yeah, that's a good point.
We're all family. We'll work this out.
I don't know.
When we see each other in summer league or something next year, we'll
work
this out.
Yeah, no, hold on. No, because Trista came in here talking about Devin Carter. Things ain't been the same since.
That's a fact.
Like, seriously, it's all
been bad. Devin Carter not family. Devin Carter not family. I'm not Devin Carter for life. I am Aces for life.
You're kings for life, though. You're kings for life.
Well, who's the one person that says, hey, no, I see an NBA player there?
I don't know. I haven't said that.
No, you did say that. Hey, you did say that.
I just
it's cool.
We'll work it out. Me, Asia, Trista, we'll sit down. We'll have some old fashions. We'll talk about this at the Wynn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.